There is a well-known halacha that post Yom Kippur, after coming out of Yom Kippur, Motzei Yom Kippur, one should immediately go ahead and at very least begin getting to work on the construction of one sukkah. One should go from Yom Kippur straight into the building of the sukkah. What happens if one cannot do so? This could be for a variety of reasons. Sometimes the person's feeling very weak after Yom Kippur. He doesn't have the energy to get up and do that. Another scenario would be where somebody's going away for Yom Tov. He's not making a sukkah. He does, he's going to his in-laws out of town. You know, what should he do? So the Kaf Chaim speaks out that if one cannot, he speaks out one case where a person can't do it because he's weak, and he says at the very least, a person should go ahead and speak with his family about in Yoni HaSukkah. So it doesn't, you know, it doesn't clarify exactly what that means, but it sounds like the least, it would refer to a case where one's talking about the planning. You know, every sukkah requires some sort of thought and preparation, how you can set it up. Every year we go through the actions of getting reacquainted how our sukkah is supposed to be built. So go ahead, at least talk it over. That way you're already getting back into gear. You're starting in the sukkah, at least in the planning phase. The Aruch HaShulchan takes it a step further. He says, what happens if you can't do anything? You can't build it, whatever the case may be. Again, case where you're going out of town, that type of case. There's no involvement that you can do Motzei Yom Kippur. What should you do? And he says something rather mechudesh. He says that you can do what you can, you can plan, or even at the very least, take out a Gemara sukkah. He says, take out a Gemara sukkah, but yilmoid mesech the sukkah, like tzas bidinei sukkah. So he says two things. Either learn Masech the Sukkah or Dine Sukkah. So Dine Sukkah, okay, I got that. You're learning the halachas that are relevant to building your sukkah. You want to make sure it's kosher. But the other part is Masech the Sukkah. So clearly, the Masech the Sukkah is referring to is not Dine Sukkah. So what's the point of learning Masech the Sukkah, Matei Sukkah? So it's not going to get you anywhere as far as building your sukkah. So the concept there would seem that there are two reasons why one should argue that one should go ahead with the source, that one should go ahead and go straight from Yom Kippur to the sukkahs. There's one concept that's reason makdim l'mitzvahs. You have a mitzvah, you're in season, post Yom Kippur, even really before Yom Kippur, post Yom Kippur, certainly we're in sukkah mode, and we want to go ahead as soon as we can, want to show Jesus in the new year, get to work. A little bit of action the first night, the first chance we have, you should do at least a schel in sukkah. That's really halacha in the sukkahs. The first chance you have to a mitzvah in sukkahs, you should do. There's another concept though, and that concept really relates far more to Yom Kippur than to sukkahs, and that is, when we come out of Yom Kippur, you're on a high. You have inspiration of the day. Whatever we've done, each one of us, people who've invested in our Yom Kippur, we can achieve a great level with that. But we know that inspiration is fleeting. You give it a day or two, it starts wearing off. Any commitment we make, give it a couple days, give it a week, give it a month, the next thing you know, you're looking at it, and where are you again? So the idea is, if you have the moment, capture the moment. Don't let it go to waste. The way to capture the moment is to turn it into action. Emotions come and go, but an emotion which translates into action, you can hold on at least for much longer and give it a sense of lasting, the potential for lasting effect. That being the case, if you come out of Yom Kippur, go ahead and do something tangible with it. And I think it's to B'tzion Carmel tonight, he pointed out to me that this halacha appears in two places, and they're back to back. The last halacha in Hilchas Yom Kippur is to go ahead and build your sukkah, and the first halacha in Hilchas Sukkah is to go ahead and build your sukkah. Shulchan Aruch wrote it twice. What was the need? Redundancy for no reason. And if you look at the Lashon, if you look inside, you'll see it's even more clear. There are two separate concepts here. There's one concept, there's Rizim Makdimin. That's halacha in Hilchas Sukkah. There's a separate concept of Yelchum Yichayil Al Chayil, and that's in Hilchas Yom Kippur. When you come out of Yom Kippur, capture the moment, take it further, and go ahead with that, and use it the best you can. So if you can't, go ahead and build a sukkah. Physically, that would be the concept. At least go ahead and learn something, translate into some sort of action going forward towards Sukkot, and with that, try to keep Yom Kippur lasting into the year.